So how would you describe it? A clash of sensitivities? A zoning issue? Well, one thing is clear. The nationally debated plan to build a New York City Islamic center just two blocks from Ground Zero is not about religious freedom. That issue was decided with our Constitution. But today in New York, when the city's Landmarks Preservation Commission is expected to clear the way for the proposed Cordoba Center, the opposition will likely heat up again. It's been called a mega mosque by some, and the controversy has flared way beyond the city borders. Here is Pam Geller, an outspoken critic of the Islamic Center.
Well, Ground Zero is hallowed ground, and I think that it's an outrage, an insult, and it's humiliating to the families and to all Americans. I think any decent American and Muslim should be outraged that we would be building a mosque which basically embodies the very ideology that inspired those attacks on 9/11.
And I mean, that's sort of programming on the Fox News network there.
Well, one opinion.
Sure.
But even 9 years after 9/11, do many Americans seem to continue to associate Islam with terrorism? But do they consider the mosque a symbol of the very ideology that brought down the World Trade Center? To answer this, we turn to Hussein Rashid, a religion professor at Hofstra University. Good morning.
Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hussein, you're a Muslim. You're a native New Yorker. You've also been all over this country talking about Islam after 9/11. Tell us what you've discovered about the sentiments towards Islam in this country right now.
You know, I think that there has been a huge amount of knowledge about Islam that's come into this country after 9/11. I have to say the situation seems to me to have gotten a lot better in terms of basic knowledge after 9/11, but I still think there's a deep, deep fear about Muslims throughout the country once you start leaving centers where there are Muslims. You know, for example, if you're in New York, I think people are a lot more comfortable, and you start going to places where there are fewer and fewer Muslims, there's a lot more fear and misunderstanding, and I think that is understandable. You just don't know.
Well,
but
if you,
the situation's got a lot better.
And certainly there are many people in this country who have never met somebody who's Muslim.
Oh, absolutely. When I started graduate school, I was amazed at the number of people who I was the first Muslim they'd ever met. And this is in a major center for the study of religion.
But Islam is on the rise in America, one of the fastest growing religions. And as you've traveled around the country and talked with people in communities of Muslims around the country, what do they say to each other? Is this a battle worth fighting, this Ground Zero business? Or is this a battle to sort of let go? I imagine there's a certain amount of sensitivity about profile not being too high and provoking the wrong battle at the wrong time.
John, I think there is some of that sensitivity, and I don't want to speak too much for the rest of the country. I haven't been traveling since the controversy emerged, but I think when within New York, there's a deep, deep ambivalence within the Muslim community about this for this very reason. Is this the fight we want to have? Is this the best use of our resources? Is this bringing unwanted attention upon us? And who is actually, you know, who's involved in this center in the sense that, you know, we don't hear a lot of New York Muslims coming out and talking about the center right now. We hear Muslims from outside New York talking about the center.
Hussein Rashid, religion professor at Hofstra University. Let me read you, Hussein, one of the responses we got from a listener. Jamie writes us, and I quote, "It angers me that we're even having this debate. This mosque is not even at Ground Zero. It is near Ground Zero. Anyone who is against this needs to be also against Christians building a church or Jews building a synagogue. Like it or not, Islam is the largest religion in the world. Let's stop this irrational racism, please." Hussein, is this an attitude you're hearing among fellow Muslims?
It's an attitude I'm not only hearing amongst fellow Muslims, but amongst all sorts of people within Manhattan. I mean, I think a lot of New Yorkers, as you noted, I'm a native New Yorker. I was born and raised there. And one of the reasons I'm so proud of the city is that, you know, we're not buying into this hype. This is our issue. It is a religious freedom issue. Having said that, I was asked to give a benediction at the five-year anniversary at a church of 9/11, where I spoke about the fact that I grew up very near the Twin Towers. And it is very painful, even for me. You know, I can understand some of the hesitance around this. But I think that's a very different emotional response than saying we just don't want Muslims in the neighborhood.
There's a strange tradition, Hussein, and I go to church at Trinity Wall Street, which is the church, and St. Paul's Cathedral is also right there adjoining the World Trade Center site. And I have to say, there's a strange kind of quality of religion to Ground Zero itself. It's not Christian, it's not Muslim, it's anything. There's a kind of religion of Ground Zero that reminds me of the religion of the old POW-MIA controversy, where Vietnam veterans, for reasons that are perfectly understandable, create this kind of inner mythology that no one can violate, regardless of whether it's real or not. This feels like that to me.
That it's a kind of sacred site.
Yes, exactly. It's a sacred but non-religious sacredness. Hussein, what do you think?
I absolutely agree. I mean, I take people there when they come visit New York, and I feel very odd when they're taking photos. I'm like, this place is holy ground. I mean, this is a deep, deep scar, and I'm not going to say that it's not, and I think we've got to deal with that. We definitely have to grapple with it.
And indeed, the architecture and every aspect of the building there in that, I mean, it's ironic you say it's holy ground, but it's also just a hole in the ground. It's a construction site right now, but every aspect of it is determined by memorials.
It is also, in fairness, it's a cemetery. It's a gravesite. There are still remains in the soil there that will never, ever be dug out. And I think that's why the sacredness, perhaps.
Although there are plenty of places where things like that have happened around the United States that don't have this kind of mythology about it. Well, plenty to say. Hussein, thanks so much.
This one is special.
Oh, thank you very much.
This one indeed is special. Hussein Rashid, religion professor at Hofstra University. And, John, I think even when this decision is made by the Landmarks Preservation Committee today here in New Commission here in New York, this controversy is still going to go on.
And we should remind people, the landmarking of the site will prevent the mosque from coming in.
Right, and they will probably vote. They are expected to vote against landmarking the site, which means the current building can be torn down so that the Islamic Center can be constructed.
What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or 877-869-8253.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.